Do you know the deduction?
I am okay, but I would be a bit if you're not here.
The change was too much for my brain to handle.
Hey guys, welcome to Years in Between with me, Loretta Ria.
And me, Cindy Joey.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings, and experiences in the years in between. Guys, my hair's lopsided because it's comfortable. My head don't want to take it down. So please, thank you. How are you, my lovely?
I have been good. I just feel like I always say nothing notable. Oh, I went to Oxford Social on Sunday after church. It was good. Mm. The machine kept breaking though, but yeah, I've lost my football skills, but that's right, I don't need them.
I saw that on your story actually.
Yeah.
It looked quite good.
With my friend.
Our other cousin that went
sent
there.
You, that sent you the paragraph.
Oh yeah, him playing like he. What was he? I said that he was playing like.
Yeah, I posted a video. Posted a video of my friend from church on socials, and I was like, oh, he's playing like he's gassed to be around the elders.
Yeah, no, he was playing like he was kicking that ball like someone was watching. Was about to be like, come play with us. Like no one was gonna say that, but it's okay.
And then I actually sent it to him.
What did he say?
No, I didn't send it to him. When he saw my story, he replied in capitals. Are you sick?
No, but that's the energy it was giving. 100%.
You know when the little boys sort of kick the ball, yeah, they jump in the eye like, yeah.
Yeah, it's all me. It's all me. No.
Yeah, talk social, and I think because I haven't done like a activity like that in a while, my legs is sore. My legs are sore.
At least you had fun though.
Yeah, it was fun, but I had migraine at the end. But it was fine.
Yeah, so you get them bad, don't you? So
may not be my portion in amen.
In Jesus' name.
But yeah. Amen. Oh, I saw my little baby niece. She was so cute.
Your goddaughter or your niece?
My niece.
Oh, that's because she'd be getting all the kids in her life, all the kids. She should soon let her be the one with the kids so I can be. Amen. Obviously, naturally.
Naturally.
But yeah.
I wanted to ask something different. Have you learned anything this past week, or have you reflected on anything? Like, what's made you ponder? Has anything been like remarkable? Yeah.
Work-wise, I'm learning a lot. So that's like. A lot of learning in that respect, but it's just like it's learning the platform that I work with.
Okay,
so that's just a lot of learning in that respect.
It's kind of like when immigrants do the London, is it the UK test or the London test, and they ask questions about London history that even London.
Oh yeah,
London,
but people say that one's like really hard and
yeah,
really hard.
It
to
is
like
hard.
Pass.
It is hard, definitely.
Obviously, that's not my portion for this. Too hard to pass.
You were born
please.
Here.
No, I'm saying doing at work.
Sorry. Please. I thought you didn't want a London test.
But I feel like also the London one, if you were to give it to a bunch of like
Londoners.
Yeah. Only people who are about British history like that would know. Because I feel like even because I took. Did you take history, GCSE? I took history. Like, we learned a lot about history, but I don't think we learned British history. Just
no.
Like history in like a broader sense.
Yeah. Learned about the Cold War.
Yeah, Cold War. And the Guerrilla War.
Guerrilla? Doesn't ring a bell.
It's towards, I think it's the end of the Cold War, like, as it. Don't go to me, I don't, you know. But, yeah. But I know you weren't going to ask me this, but guys, badminton yesterday. Listening was cheating the whole time. She was playing illegal shots. And me and her good friend were fighting for our life because we played her like one against her. It was like first to 15 each time, but she would like hit. You would hit towards her like a normal person, but this girl would like. Obviously, they're not illegal shots, but it's like, I guess because whoever wins, but it's like we're trying to keep the game going. This girl would hit it that way when you're on this side of the court, or she would hit it like small when you're like. But
illegal.
It's quite rude, to be fair. But
I guess in the game there's no mates.
Yeah, exactly. We learned that very much today when we were playing against her. But yeah, there was something else. I literally wrote on my phone the other thing that I had that I wanted to mention on today's podcast.
Billie Eilish.
Yeah guys, Billie Eilish. It was actually like I met my sister and it was a vibe, like it was very not mellow, but the crowd, I guess the crowd was mellower than my other concert comparison, which is literally only one because I've only been to Coldplay other than Billie Eilish. But it was still like, it was still nice. But there was the woman who was still in front of me. See, hey, she was sweating, was releasing a scent that wasn't particularly pleasurable.
Yeah.
And she kept stepping back towards me.
Okay.
And you know what's crazy than that? My sister thought it was me.
Yeah.
And then she was like, every time I stepped towards you, I couldn't smell it. But then when she stepped back, I was like, yeah, because the woman in front of me.
Not you thinking.
She smelled bad. She smelled disgusting.
It was,
I can imagine the scent.
It wasn't nice, but Billie Eilish, she's so beautiful. Like, you know when people be praised, like, she literally looks exactly, she sounds exactly like she does on the album.
That's really good.
Like, her mic, there were some songs where, obviously, like, the soundtrack was playing because she moved the mic, but the voice was still there. But, for example, Ocean Eyes, she sang and the mic was on and she laughed and, like, there was no more, like, thingy, but... like it was giving, like, wow, this is really
no auto-tune
doesn't know her. Like, it was amazing. And on I think it was Friday, I went for dinner with they actually fell out because I pulled out the lashes that my sister did for me, so they're a lot worse off, but thank you. I went for dinner with my colleagues at this Italian place not too far from where we work. And it was actually solid. It was like a nice bit of Italian. I tried a peach spritz for the first time.
Mm.
I know you don't drink anymore, but...
is it like apple spritz?
Yes, but apple spritz, I didn't like
is
the taste of it.
Is it orange apple spritz? Or is it grapefruit?
As in the peach one or apple spritz?
Apple spritz.
Apple spritz. The one that I know is the orange one.
Mm.
But that one tastes horrible. But I realised, I asked like some of the girls at work, they're like, it's because it uses club soda, but you can actually get that change for lemonade. I know some people would disagree, but like, oh, why are you changing it? But whatever. The peach fizz that I had. And they use edible glitter in it as well.
Must
it
look pretty?
Yeah, it's really nice. I liked it. And now we're here today. Today was quite a long day at work, but we made it, thank God. You went for dinner with your work colleagues, didn't you, today? I saw your story.
Oh, it was lunch.
Same thing, same difference.
Yeah, okay. We had...
it's like forcing us to say, she's like, fine, I'm right.
Okay, we went for lunch at a market, food market in Mill Street, or Covent Garden, because we had a company meeting there. And yeah, it was good. We had a tab of... X amount of thousands, so we all had to basically spend roughly 25-30 each.
I thought you were saying we meant to spend like a couple hundreds.
No. Mm. No.
Why did you look at me like that? Like, I was really put that as a rule.
And I got a Philly cheese stack sub. So I'm assuming it's like a Philly cheese steak sub, which I've never had before.
Sounds heavy.
It had a lot of things in it, but I enjoyed it. It was really nice. My colleague got steak and chips, and she didn't like her steak, but she liked her chips. The chips were really good. The peppercorn sauce was amazing. But I enjoyed my sub, and I knew to get the sub because I knew the steak by itself wouldn't be nice.
Mm.
So that's why I got the sub, and I'm happy that I went with my sub because I really liked it. It was so much I didn't finish it, but I'd get it again.
Mm.
But only thing is, I'd add a little bit more salt onto the steak.
Bam. As long as you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
And we got bubble tea. We had a real shot.
That's the one that pops in your mouth, isn't it?
Yeah. You actually don't like bubble tea.
The one that you had the passion fruit one was nice, but I don't like the sensation of that thing popping in my mouth.
Have you tried the chewing ones?
That's what I was talking to my colleague about today. Also my friend, I like her a lot. But yeah, she was telling me like, have you tried the chewing ones? I was like, no, because I got put off with the... even with the aloe vera drink, I don't like them.
Wow.
Is it tapioca?
The aloe vera one is aloe vera.
I thought those balls were called tapioca.
The bubble tea one?
Yeah, bubble tea and aloe vera drink.
No, aloe vera is aloe vera.
But
aloe
it's like
the black ones are tapioca.
Yeah, the black ones are, but in aloe vera is aloe vera.
I thought it was just a clear version of the black ones. No, I don't like either of them because
I feel like tapiocas are only enjoyable when you first get the drink, but if you let them sit in the drink for so long and they become very chewy and enlarged. Oh yeah, I've got a question. How do you handle a situation where somebody is annoying you but you're not close enough to say that you're annoying me but they are your friend?
I disappear.
Yeah, so that is that.
Yeah, I don't. Why would I optionally allow someone to stress my life when life's really stressful? I'll disappear. If you're like, oh, you want to, I'm busy. Or you want to, no.
Just but what if they're like, oh, but I've been noticing that you don't really speak to me much. Like, how do you handle a relationship that on the other person's side, it's larger than what it is to you?
I don't think that's possible. I mean, because I don't think I will allow it to move to but fruition.
Some people feel like, genuinely, like, they could have a friendship or a relationship with somebody, and to them, this is their close friend, but to you, it's not the same. That could just be their understanding of, like, friendship.
But that's the thing, I'll disappear, so you understand the message. Like,
but they might be like, Lorita, like, you're a bit distant. Or they might send you a whole paragraph, like, you've not spoken to me next amount of days. Every time I suggest something, you're always declining me.
Sure, I'm in two minds. Because I'm, like, an empath, I'll probably be like, oh my gosh, like, I've made them feel X, Y, Z. But it's like, if I've disappeared, how is that possible? Like, I'll actually just... Either I'll respond. It depends on what the relationship. Like, if I've literally just met them and we've known each other for a week.
But what if they call you best friend but you're not their best friend?
That's their own. Do you know the deduction? I'm not giving you best friend vibes then.
But to them, you might be their bestest friend. Like, what if they've not had good friendships in the past and you come around, you're like, they're like, oh my gosh, this girl really likes me. Like, she's my best friend. Or like, she's a good friend to me.
Well, we have to pattern that annoying, like, situation. Like, if I like them back, I'm like, oh, this could grow into, like, a real friendship, then I'd be a bit like, oh, yeah, that's great, but can we, like, this part is just, is there a reason why you do this? Or, like, is there a reason why you behave that way?
I guess a better wording of my question would be, how would you deal with an acquaintance that's overstepped their boundary? You're disappearing.
Exactly. I'm literally like... I'm the type, if I don't have like a, there's no reason for me that, it's not like, you know, school where you're forced in an environment where like, I will have to see you every day. In that situation, then obviously you say something, you try to solve it. But if it's like, for example, I don't know, a place that I go optionally, I won't go. I'll like.
What if you enjoy going to that place?
I'll go at a different time. For example, the gym, if somebody, I'll actually go at different times. I've changed. My gym time like 3 times because of people trying to overstep their because you never know how people behave because you can see them in the setting but they can be very
different outside.
What about you? What were you doing?
I don't know either.
Like, your face will get monotone.
I think you'd know if you're annoying me because yeah, but they might not receive it as they might just be like, Yusen, are you okay? I'm like. I am okay, but I would be a bit if you're not here.
I can imagine you saying that as well. Like,
in my head.
In that tone. Like, oh. But like, not if you weren't here, but you'd be like, I'm okay. Like,
yeah,
like,
I'm not fine.
Yeah. And then I feel like if someone couldn't tell from that, then...
But
what if it's a work colleague? What would you do?
If it's a work colleague, I'm trying to think of a reality that doesn't exist. I'm joking. I'm actually nice to my colleagues. Have to be. But if it's a work colleague and they annoy me, I think, yeah, I have to, I don't know, reinforce the boundary. Like, when they try to, you know, do too much in a conversation, you know when you repeat, oh, that's crazy, like 3 times? Like, trying to wrap it up.
Wow,
like,
that's
I think
crazy.
I'd be like, wow, okay. Yeah. Or I would change the subject suddenly.
That's a good way to do it, I think. Well, but if they didn't pick up on that, that's crazy.
How could you not recognize after 3 that's crazy?
Because some people are really enjoying talking about whatever they're talking about. Like, they're not. It's not even a thing of like telling you because they want you to enjoy it. They just want to tell it so they can get it out to someone to just hear it. It's not a thing of having a conversation. They just want to say what they want to say.
Have you ever felt like in a friendship that
you're only considered a friend is because you listen to their complaints or their rants or...
Like, I've been told, like, by people that I'm a good listener.
But have you...
felt like someone's just going to come and just talk, because they know I can listen well? Yes, but in those situations, I would reduce the amount of time and make myself available to that person.
Yeah, heavily.
What about you?
Yeah, in the past, in uni times, I had this one peer of mine that literally would call me. At first, I reached out because I needed help with, like, walls work. And then the phone calls just...
Kept coming,
and they became about that the situation she was going through. D&D. Yeah.
Oh, but if she's going through something, I hear it.
And it's like every time she would call, it's like my mum and my brother would know who I'm speaking to because my responses would be the same. Or I'd be in my room for like hours.
You should quickly put your phone on airplane mode so it cuts and do oof. Because you can still use your phone on airplane mode. You can just connect to the Wi-Fi. Unless she then calls you on FaceTime.
She wasn't older than me.
Maybe way older than me. She wanted to, I guess she cared for your advice.
Or maybe I was just listening there.
True. Yeah, that's one thing I feel like people need to be aware of. Like, listen. Especially if you have a type of relationship with someone where, like, you both share, like... You know, you can have friends where you can like share heavy stuff with them, you both like go, you know, just be aware, because, you know, people be carrying the weight, even though they're listening quietly, they're still carrying the weight of what you say, especially if they're someone important in your life, I think. So that was a really good question, girl.
Yeah, thanks. Not the
You know what, actually, I was talking to my friend the other day, and we were like touching on this idea of like when we were younger, we used to think of things, and like, well, we were told things that didn't actually, that weren't actually true. Like, for example, when I was younger, and if I told her now, she would deny, like, Peter, and I have my sister here to back me. I think so. I don't know if you remember this, but our mum used to say if you eat more than one or like one or two bananas, you would die from potassium overdose.
Maybe she saw on WhatsApp.
No, but this was like before WhatsApp days.
Oh.
And I went to my science lesson and I asked my teacher that question. And I said, oh, it's true that if you have too many bananas, you'll die of potassium overdose. She laughed and she said, oh, Loretta, you have to eat a lot of bananas. A lot of bananas to even get like a little bit of a imbalance. What about you?
I was never a victim to that, I don't think. But I did victimize my brother. I told him, if your lashes grow longer than mine, you turn into a girl. Like crying.
You're a menace. And her brother was the sweetest, he still is sweet, but like the cutest little boy.
But yeah, because I remember being younger, like, I'm like, why is his lashes longer than mine? Like, he's a boy, what the heck?
That's the same with my brother too.
Yeah, why are boys' eyelashes so long?
And eyebrows, they tend to...
Yeah, my brother's eyebrows are nice.
Like, my brother's, was, like, when they grew back, they were really, like, thick. And why are you laughing? They were, like, thick and long. When they shave? Yeah, he had to shave them off, my mum told him to. I don't know if that's going to get him, but he put slits in them. My mum said to shave them off.
Lord.
And I was scared of him. You know he couldn't go near me. He kept trying to go near me. I was really scared. Like, I could play with him from a distance. But then,
because that's so mean.
The change was too much for my brain to handle. But I kept crying every time he came close. My dad said, like, you have to step, he had to play with me from afar.
No,
and then by the evening, I was used to him. But in the morning, I had to look at him quickly so that my brain could remember. Oh, and then, you know, it's just cool, he wore a hat in it.
That's traumatic.
And then the lady saw it, and then she came to me, pulled me to the side, and said, "What's going on at home?" And I said, "Because you know my mom's strict. He put slits, and yeah, he had to shave it off." But I think they allowed it because they knew that my mom, like, she wasn't hurting him, but it's like, you're not putting slits in your eyebrows, bro. Like, you're not a gangster the way you think you are. Like, you're actually in primary school. I don't know who you thought you were. But yeah, that was a scary time. You know, I still get flashbacks of him with his eyebrows to this day. It was actually that emotionally traumatic for me.
Oh.
I was what, 10?
That must have been a huge adjustment.
9 or 10. Bro, just believe it. I actually had to call his name a few times. Be like, look at me. My once I got used to him.
Oh.
I remember waiting until you came back from school at me. But she wasn't scared. I was so shocked. I was just like, yo, like, is it just me? It was trauma.
That was actually trauma. Okay, guys. We're going to mention what book we are starting on next. And Sin's actually chose this book.
I did.
So do you want to say what the name of it is?
We are reading Stay With Me by Ayobami Adebayo. And it explores the emotional turmoil of a Nigerian couple struggling with infertility in a society that places immense value on children.
I'm excited for it. But yeah. Also, I'm like, I feel like it's very, like, I guess, trigger warning to even trigger before warning. Even start reading it, because I think it's going to be touching on quite sensitive topics.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to read.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to raise the point of, like, because it's not something that we have experienced. Or...
As in pregnancy and childbirth and parenting.
I don't know, but I just wanted to say that we'll be very mindful.
Yeah, when we're talking about it, because obviously it's one thing talking about it and trying to empathise, but it's a whole other thing experiencing it and it being your reality. So we're going to be as sensitive and considerate and empathetic as we can without having gone through it ourselves. But yeah, guys, that's it for today's episode.
Yeah, I feel like today's episode's been quite short.
Yeah. I was going to mention that I'm reading... Oh, I'm going to mention it. You know the... The second book to Honey and Spice that we never read on here, but I read just before we started filming the podcast. I've started reading it. It's called Sweet Heat and I'm excited. I think she just dropped it.
What is it about?
It's a second chance romance. So it's the girl that was in Honey and Spice. And I think it's going to be a whole thing of her rekindling it with the guy from Honey and Spice.
Okay.
I'm thinking, I don't know. But I literally just started it yesterday or this morning. So... looking forward to it. Okay, guys, thank you so much for watching. We hope you enjoyed.
Please don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And guys, yes, we are on podcast platforms. We're available on Spotify, Amazon Music and Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. So please do listen to us when you're out and about and you can't see us visually. And if you are hearing from one of the podcast platforms, yes, we are on YouTube and you can see us visually on YouTube. You can see our reactions, our faces, how cute our smiles are. And yeah.
And for audio listeners, you know, standard, rate it.
5 stars. Maybe, if you could, 10.
But we'll stay
maybe,
humble.
Yeah, maybe log into another account. I'm not asking too much.
But yeah, and leave a review, you know, if you're feeling it. Leave a comment if you're feeling it. If you want to say something that we could talk on, touch on.
Mm-hmm.
A book that you've read and you think that we should, like, read and talk about, you know.
Yeah, see our points and views.
Exactly.
Thoughts and views. Thoughts and feelings.
But yeah, guys, we'll see you in the next episode.
You'll be able to find us at the handles.
Yeah, that's going to pop up right here. So go follow us there. And for our audio listeners, that's Loretta Maria_ and...
Yacinta Jerry X.
And for the podcast, it's Years in Between. And for TikTok,
Years in Between Pod.
Yeah, we'll see you next time, guys. Bye. Bye.
What is that from?
There is a book like this.
I started doing your thing, that's what you do, but I was just gonna go then.